If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And we are powered by bobblehead technology today.
We do have our little Angel and Eric bobbleheads in the studio. Aww. They are pretty fun. Thanks to our friends over at Printing Done Quickly for having those made for us.
They look just like us.
They do. They do.
Kind of adorable. Folks, we're keeping an eye on the news, of course, out of Dallas, an ambush-style attack towards 11 police officers, 5 officers killed, 7 injured, 2 civilians also wounded, information keeps just kind of flowing out of there. As we get more information, we will share that with you, but they've got the suspects in custody, 3 out of the 4. The fourth one shot himself and killed himself. What a horrible, horrible thing.
Right, yeah, going on just sniper-style murders of our policemen last night in Dallas, Texas. So very sad morning for those waking up this morning and hearing this for the first time.
Yeah, and for my sister who may be heading into work today, my hearts, my prayers, my thoughts are with you. All of ours are with you. My brother-in-law, her husband, is a police officer in Dallas and had to suit up and go to work today. So,
as did many.
Yeah, absolutely.
All across the country.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, guess what time it is? It's time for You Choose the News. This is the game show at the top of the hour that has something to do with news that's not as heavy as we have to deliver from time to time. But it is intended to give you a smile, a chuckle, a little levity in an otherwise kind of heavy day.
Very heavy.
So here we go. Bartender, please call the police.
Okay.
That's one. Number two, vegetarians, avert your eyes. And number three, you ever notice how time seems to move faster?
When?
Sometimes.
Sometimes it moves faster? Yeah, sure.
There it is. Those are the three. All right, bartender, please call the police.
Let's talk about veggies.
Vegetarians, avert your eyes. In fact, let's not talk about veggies. A press release came through this morning announcing the new menu at Prime Restaurant in the Sydney Harbor District, I believe it is. They're touting it as the world's first premium meat-only degustation menu. I don't know what degustation means. No, listen, we like meat, right? A lot of people like meat. Not everybody likes meat, but some people like meat. Taking the meat lover's concept to the next level. The menu on the Prime's meat degustation, we got to look up this word degustation, menu. It's only meat products. You'd never expect to see 7 different meat courses, but this is what you're going to get. They're ratcheting up the calorie count with creamy sauces, butter, foie gras, and quail yolk. We start our unique steak tartare, followed with a version of Surf and Turf with grass-fed sirloin and Washington Scampi. Then dry-aged black Angus Scotch, and finally full-blood Wagyu filet. Wow. I might need to go check this place out. It's a good thing that things ended nice and light with the Grand Marnier Soufflé with cream anglaise and a chocolate ice cream. Diet? What diet? It's meat. It's what's for dinner. Okay. That's all.
All right.
Meat.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, moderation. Everything in moderation.
You know, I agree with that because, I mean, it sounds really great, and I would love the shrimp and the steak and the all of that. Oh,
yeah, but your
great.
Body needs...
I need veggies.
Yeah.
I need some balance.
You got to move it along in there, right?
Yeah, a little roughage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, bartender, please call the police. Or, you ever notice how things sometimes moves faster?
All right, go with that story.
That one there?
Sure.
We've all been there. The waiting for a boring meeting to finish, for a bus to arrive, and time just seems to drag on far more slowly than others, right? You ever been that?
Sure.
Or you ever notice that your more enjoyable moments seem to whiz by at lightning speed?
Yes. Right? Go so fast. Like, right. It's over already. Sometimes I feel like that with this show, and then there are times where it's like, okay, have we been here a week?
Yeah, yeah. Well, scientists are now explaining why time seems to move faster or drag on.
It's the law of relativity. It's the law of relativity.
What about my relatives? I don't understand. Is there a theory about
there
this?
There is, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, wrong.
No?
No.
No?
It's about angels' control.
My control?
Yes.
Or like angels?
No,
like...
No, not angels, the ones with, no.
No.
You.
Me.
Uh-huh.
My control.
Angel Tossi's control.
I control the time.
Uh-huh.
I control the
you
time.
You do. You're a powerful woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spot my bobblehead. I control the time.
If we understand what causes an event or we cause it ourselves, the time between the cause and its effects seem to be shorter than an event that we have no control over. This phenomenon is known as temporal binding, and it can help us uncover some important truths about the relationship between cause and effect and whether or not we are really responsible for different actions. Temporal binding works in a curious way. The cause of an event seems to be shifted later in time towards its effect, which in turn is shifted backwards in time towards the cause. Folks, buckle up. This is your science lesson here. I'll see if I can get it easy. Here's the deal.
Okay.
If you are in control of the events,
right,
time goes faster.
If I'm in control of the events, the time goes faster.
Yeah, so, you know, we're on the radio show.
Right?
You're in control of the radio show. We're having a good time. We're talking.
Right.
Boom, 3 hours is over and done with.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
If you are not in control of the events, now, this is going to be hard, but I want you to imagine a meeting where you're not in control. Okay? So you're in a meeting and you're not in control. Maybe it's somebody's presentation or something like that.
Okay, all right.
Have you ever been in one of those and it just drags and drags and drags?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because you're not in control.
So in order for me to slow things down, I have to.
You don't
want to
slow things down. You want to speed things up.
I do.
I think you do.
No, I'm thinking no.
Stay in control.
We all want to slow things down.
No, because we don't like it when time drags on. We prefer it when we look up and go, wow, where'd the time go?
Hmm.
I mean, it depends on what you're doing.
Well, sure. Again, it's all relative.
Well, if you're doing it with your relatives,
then it
certainly depends on what
you're doing.
Right,
you're at the dentist, right? You really want to be more, you want that time to fly. You're on a date, you want that time to slow down.
It depends on the date.
If you want it
Trust
to speed
me,
up, you're not doing it right.
I've recently been on a date when, boy, I wish I were more in control. Time needed to go faster.
Hmm.
Got to get this thing over.
Really?
Take you home.
Really?
No.
Oh, right. You got to be pickier, a little pickier about who you take out.
Well,
All
right.
Or were they saying that to you?
No.
you just could see it on their face. They were ready for you to take them home.
No, they were not.
Oh.
Well, maybe they were, but not like to end the date.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a date that should have ended before it started. I'm just saying.
Well, no, you're not just saying. You're actually just kind of like quipping.
I did just say.
Right?
Quipping is okay. Bartender, please call the police. This comes out of Paris, Arkansas. Did you know that there is a Paris in Arkansas?
That's so sad.
In Arkansas,
there's actually a Paris in many United States states, but yeah, that is so sad.
In Arkansas, a sheriff said an inmate who escaped custody walked into a bar. Sounds like the beginning of a joke. He had some food and beer, and then asked the owner to call the authorities on him. That's correct. The Logan County Sheriff's Office said a Facebook post. Sean Higgum, 45 years old, was arrested Tuesday about 9:15 when deputies responded to a call from the owner of Mitch's Place Tavern in Paris. The post said the call came shortly after a woman called authorities to report a man wearing dirty-looking scrubs and orange shoes walking east on Highway 22 west of Paris. Mitchell Ford, the owner of the bar, said Higgum asked to contact the sheriff, asked him to contact Sheriff Boyd Hicks. He came walking out of the dark, and he said, "Mitch?" And I said, "Sean, your picture's all over the TV." He says, "Mitch, I know. Will you help me turn myself in?" Ford said Higgum was covered with insect bites, told him hadn't eaten in 8 days, this escaped convict man. So he served the man a food and beer while waiting for the deputies. "Bartender, please call the police." Asked him what happened to his prison outfit. He said he turned it inside out so you could only see the stripes. That's how dirty it was. Yuck. We'll be back with more positive business talk right on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. We've got one eye on Dallas. We'll report if any new activity comes from there.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. We've got one eye on a situation developing in Dallas. Our hearts and prayers go out with the police officers and the first responders in that situation. Time to turn our attention to business.
Right? How does an entrepreneur take any idea and turn it into a profitable venture?
Just roll the dice.
What do investors look for when evaluating a startup? These are two important questions that are answered in a new book by one of America's top traders, Michael J. Palumbo. The book is called Calculated Risk, The Modern Entrepreneur's Handbook. The book helps founders and executives navigate today's business climate from idea conception through funding, expansion, and exiting. Michael says starting a company is without a doubt one of the most challenging things you can do in your life. And if successfully done, it can also be one of life's most rewarding accomplishments as well. In this book, from cover to cover, the entire adventure from getting your idea and how to know if it's an actionable one, all the way until you are looking for a partial or full exit from the business. Michael Palumbo, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning, Angel and Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Michael, we're thrilled to have you. We talk about calculated risk, and I think, there's no better risk than jumping off, and what they call it jumping off the 9-to-5 for a reason, because sometimes people jump off and continue to fall. Is it still safe? Is it safe at all to start a new business today?
You know what? There's nothing safe about starting a business, and that doesn't mean you don't do it, right? I mean, some of the greatest successes in someone's life is when they took a huge risk. And I always say that, you know, you show me somebody who has never failed, and I'll just tell you that person's probably never taken a significant risk in their life. Mm. I've failed many times, and it's just because, you know, you push yourself to see what you're capable of, and sometimes that ends in what you'd call a failure. But, you know, that failure really is maybe just a learning experience.
Right. We're now calling that research, right? Research and development.
Exactly.
All right. So Michael, we think about, you know, we're at work, we've got our job, and, you know, we have an idea or we think we can do it better. What does it take? What would you say to an entrepreneur that's got an idea? How do they know if it's going to actually be profitable, if there's anybody out there, you know, wanting to buy what they're going to sell?
Well, here's the thing. In the book, it goes through, and the book is Calculated Risk, as you said, it goes through the different steps that you need to take, the questions you need to ask yourself as to whether this is going to work. Is there a sufficient need for the product? Is it a product that would be widely accepted throughout a large geographic area? Is it going to be feasible? In other words, is technology such that it will work? Because there were a lot of great ideas in the 90s that were just too early. A lot of e-retailers that, like eToys, and we talk about that in the book, mm-hmm. that failed because they may have had a great idea, but it was too early. The timing wasn't right. So you also have to – it has to be feasible. And then last, you really have to talk to yourself – and ask yourself, are you competent enough to be able to make this happen? I know that sounds, it's hard to evaluate your own abilities. It's easier to look at other people. But, you know, can you bring that idea to market and be a success? Mm-hmm. So those are the questions we talk about in the book, and you need to ask yourself those before you venture forward.
Our guest is Michael Palumbo. His book is called The Calculated Risk, The Modern Entrepreneur's Handbook. Michael, is it possible to know which startups investors are more likely to back and why?
Well, certainly, as I can, from my own perspective, being a VC myself, I look at a lot of deals, and the biggest thing that you look for, you know, is earnings, and that's an obvious thing that, you know, in business 101, you want a company that is making a tremendous amount of money. But when you look at startups, a lot of times that's not the case. So you have to look at other metrics. So you look at users and user growth. You look at revenue and revenue growth. There's a lot of ways to look at companies that haven't made a contribution on the bottom line yet, but are on the verge of it. A great example of that in tech right now would be Amazon. Amazon doesn't make a ton of money, but their revenue is gigantic, and the market understands that. The market knows that Amazon right now is focused on growing. They're focused on growing their revenue and finding new places to grow. And so sometimes when that happens, you're plowing a lot of cash, a lot of your earnings potential into R&D, into other areas that would decrease earnings in the short term, but in the long term, it would actually be good for the company's growth. So there's a lot of startups that are like that, where they have some revenue, they have a lot of user growth, but they don't have the earnings yet. So VCs are smart enough, you know, these are sophisticated investors, or they should be, or they shouldn't be in the business. And so they understand that there's more to valuing a firm than just earnings, you look at earnings potential, really.
Sure.
And the book does describe the basic idea of discounted cash flow, because that model is what sophisticated investors use to value firms. But these are firms that generally are a little bit more seasoned, so they have earnings. But we go through the model just so that entrepreneurs can understand what sophisticated investors look at. And, you know, I find that when I talk with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of founders, they're not necessarily really educated in finance. And so I think a big area is to understand better the value of their own firm. It sounds maybe crazy that these guys don't really know what maybe they're worth, but it's because they're focused on other areas. They're focused,
sure,
on growing their firm. They may not understand the finance behind it. So we go into that as well in the book.
Right. And in the book, I mean, it's for everything from concept all the way to the exit strategy, which I think, Michael, a lot of people don't think about the exit plan as they are entering. Any advice on that?
The biggest advice I would have is to, just like a regular stock, you treat your company the same way. You'd want to sell at high points. You want to sell when everyone else is buying. So if here's a great example. Lending Club went public a year and a half ago or so, almost 2 years now. Lending Club at the time was valued fairly highly, around, say, $4 or $5 billion. And they went public, and the stock went public at $15 and immediately went to $25, $30 mm-hmm. within a few weeks. So they sold at a great price. Now, you know where it's trading right now?
Tell us.
$4.50.
Oh.
Okay, so this is a year and a half later. Now, you could say, well, that's a failure, but really, the people running the firm, that was a success, because they got the IPO off. They were able to sell when the market wanted to buy them. And so I think one thing when you're looking to exit is it's important to know when is a good time in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
When is your stock, when,
Michael,
is your company hot?
Please forgive us. Let's get this out. Get the book, folks. The book is called Calculated Risk. Michael Palumbo, sorry to cut you off, brother, but we've got to take a quick commercial break.
No problem. It's on calculatedriskbook.com. You can get it there.
There it is. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk right after
You're
this.
Listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you. BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Our next guest couldn't quite possibly be in any better position than he is in right now, given the conversation we just had in our last segment. And now we're going to talk a little bit about exit strategies.
Right. I think this is one of the things that as business owners we neglect until much longer into our business growth. And I think even a lot of times if we think we're going to have an exit strategy, that exit plan is just to pass it on to somebody else in our family. Well, we have the expert for you, Ostec Business Transitions. John Hamill is the owner of, and before that, he was the chief compliance officer, analyst, and operations manager of a Colorado registered investment advisor, full service financial planning firm. But he has several family members and relatives, past and present, that have owned from small to very large companies. Some of them have done exceptionally well, and others have learned a valuable experience. We call it research and development, right? that they brought into their next venture. John is very familiar with the unique dynamics that surround family businesses. John, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Eric and Angel.
Oh, so nice to have you on the show, John. Now, let's talk a little bit about this. Who was it that says we need to start with the end in mind? I don't remember the exact quote, but I agree with that.
I believe
concept.
It was Covey.
Was it Stephen Covey?
I believe
Covey?
It was.
Okay, so if that's the case, then when we start a business, are you of the mind that we should start by thinking about how we're going to exit?
Oh, I'm absolutely about that. One of the factors I like to look at is how do you know exactly how to build your business if you don't know how to get out of it?
Oh.
Right.
Now, do you find that even though from your perspective, like that's absolutely where we should start, when you talk with entrepreneurs and business professionals, do they have that thought in mind?
Unfortunately, I find a lot of business owners don't actually have that in mind. I think some of that has to come from the fact that they start the business. They don't even know if they're going to be successful in the business.
Right.
So they spend a lot of time, you know, just building the business from whatever they can do to, you know, generate some kind of income in order to be successful. And then later, it's, what do I do with this company?
Right. I'm going to pass it on to my son. I'm going to pass it on to family members. I mean, that
easy
seems
peasy,
simple,
right?
Simple enough, right?
It sounds easy,
right?
And it sounds very simple. But there's so many family dynamics that happen, the emotional drama that happens through all of that. And the other thing is, there's a lot of kids that don't even want to take on the company nowadays.
Right, but it's cheaper for me to hire my kids, so of course they want. I have the blood, sweat, and tears. Of course they want this.
They spend so much time, you know, sending their kids to college education, and then their kids get this whole different dream about what they want to do. You know, take the old farms from a long time ago, right? And it was, hey, let's just pass this down to little Johnny and Sarah. You know, they can carry on the farm. And you look at it now, and they don't want to be in the farm.
Johnny and Sarah want to get out of town.
Exactly.
They
right.
The city.
They want to experience the world.
That's right.
Okay, so John, how do we set ourselves up, especially if it is a family business? What are some things that we should be, you know, have in place or be thinking of, you know, down the pike?
Each business is really different in what you want to set up, and it really depends on exactly the business owner's view of what they want to actually do and what they want to achieve. If it is a family succession, it's really who do they want to pass that off to? It's not always the child in the business. Sometimes it's a key employee in the business that they want to actually transfer things down to. Mm. And so often those individuals don't have the cash or money to actually, transfer that
right.
over.
Right.
Now, if the business owner has saved money along the way and they've saved enough off the way to live comfortably after, they can literally just turn that company.
Just pass it down.
Just pass it over.
Yeah.
But that's not what I find exactly happens often.
No, we want to pay out.
Yes, we want to pay out. We want to have that trip to the Caribbean, right?
Right.
So they really have to figure out, how do I do that? And there's a lot of different ways and strategies you can actually implement in that process to actually make that happen. Because often that key employee, he just doesn't have the value to be able to go and purchase. Sure. So you have to work with bankers. You have to work with other specialists in order to actually make that happen.
Our guest is John Hamill. He is the owner, founder of Austech Business Transitions. And if you think about this for a minute, folks, if you start a business, and this show caters to those who have started businesses and are probably up to their eyeballs or kneecaps, at least, in their business, you got to look towards the end, the final transition, because it's not the end, you know. And so, John, you're an expert. You bring people to the place where they can talk about that. You're connected to those other people, right?
Correct.
Is it working? Do you see some success with the people who come to you?
And what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, people come to you and you say, well, I can help you talk through the transition. Have you got some case studies of people who have come to you and then transitioned well?
There is a couple.
Yeah, good.
The interesting thing is what I found in the whole process, and one reason that I've started talking about this whole exit strategy and planning is really moving you beyond your company. And that really just means what I found is that there's a gap.
Yeah.
Typically, the statistics are showing that after 1 year, if somebody sells their business successfully, 75% of business owners are not really happy they did it.
Really?
And so what I've really started to do a lot more in the whole planning process is, what exactly are you going to do next? Because the statistics are really coming back and showing that the reason that they're unhappy is just because of the fact they don't know what's next.
Right. Okay.
They don't have something through.
Right.
So, to your point, Eric, when I talk to the business owner, I start talking right from the, you know, from the beginning and saying, you know, what is that next thing for you? That's really important, because that keeps them motivated to actually do all the work necessary to get them to the point where they can actually make that transition.
So just from the beginning of our business, we need to be looking at the end of our business. From the conversation where we're starting to talk about the end of our business, we need to be looking at what the next thing is.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Always looking ahead. John, does it, you know, when we think about the transition phase and passing on our business, and hopefully it's not just closing it down, right, that we're passing it on, it will continue without us. Finding somebody to take that, you know, I think we become so attached to our business, our people, what we've created. You know, we're afraid, I think, to let somebody else, you know, have that control, because are they going to take care of the people the way I did?
Oh, that is such a theme that goes through business owners. They care about their employees. Mm-hmm. And often when they started the company, they had to rely on employees to get them there, right? And they care about their communities, and they spend so much time considering that. And they spend so much effort in building that up that when they get to the end, right, now they have to hand it off to somebody else.
Right.
And often that's a person that's a lot younger. So there's this whole aspect that comes into that, right, that says, oh, wow, it's like having your child, right, and you're trying to, you're going, oh, they're going to make that mistake. Oh, my God, that could really make a big difference to the aspect of their life, right? And so they're looking at it the same way in their business, and they want to make sure that that business is going to do something positive and continue beyond them.
Right. We think we should stay on as a consultant for a long period of time.
Oh, you say consultant, I say control freak.
Right. What I've ended up, I've seen some different examples of where they think they should stay on, want to stay on, but then after a few months, they're like, you know what?
You got this.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? We think we want to still be super involved, but it's kind of nice to, I've chosen the right person, and now I can go.
The hard part I find in that process, what you're saying, is that once they actually have that next beyond of what they want to do, they start to check out way early before the process is even complete.
Oh,
right?
The opposite, right?
They've already moved on.
On the front side of the transition.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So they, you know, a year in advance, sometimes they're sitting there going, you know what? Things are going so well. And they start, you got to get them back in the process. You're like, you got to get this paperwork done. You got to talk to this advisor. You got to get this process going.
Before you get those fishing poles out and galoshes on, make sure that you call John Hamill. John, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact me is through the phone.
Yep.
And that is 720-519-6073.
Do that again, please.
That is 720-519-6073.
If you haven't talked at all about the business transition of exiting your business, have that conversation with John Hamill, Ostick Business Transition, 720-519-6073. All right, so John, a piece of advice to somebody who hasn't started thinking about their exit strategy yet.
Well, there's so many pieces of advice I could share, but I'm gonna make it really quick. Start planning today. Start, you know, reach out to somebody, whether it's your accountant, attorney, or advisor. Give me a call.
John Hamill.
Or me.
Yeah.
Right? I have a lot of attorneys that refer stuff. So the fact is, start somewhere. Reach out and start reading books, etc.
What's that number again?
720-519-6073.
Call John today and take care of tomorrow. That's the way you ought to do it. John, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. We are keeping one eye on the events in Dallas. We'll report any news that comes out.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1350 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We will interact with you live on the show. Dial the number 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. If you do that while we're here live on the air, we'll actually talk to you. That's one of the cool things about live radio.
It is nice, right? Yep. And we do. We love the interaction. I want you to check out experienceprosdeals.com, 40 to 90%. We've actually got a ton of new stuff coming on board.
Oh, gosh, I'm very excited.
Right? It's getting to be very exciting
for
every
small
day.
Business owners?
Right? This is a win-win for small business owners.
You betcha.
You know, a lot of times, you know, why do we go to social media? Why are we using online marketing? Because it's affordable, right? We go online. We want to get our brand out there to as many people as we can, but we don't have a big budget for marketing and advertising. Well, Experience Pros Deals is the perfect solution because it doesn't cost you anything at all to post a deal on the website at experienceprosdeals.com. If you think you have to pull out your wallet, you think you have to do an accounting something or other, we explained it wrong.
You have misunderstood us.
Right? No money out of pocket to post your deal at experienceprosdeals.com. And then we use those deals to actually help fund your radio advertising bank account.
It's brilliant. You do. You get an account that you can now use across the entire our home network here at Salem Media. And, wow, there's so many options.
Right,
so,
and you get creative with this. Check it out at experienceprosdeals.com. See what others are posting. And then click on the button to get more information. Talk with one of our account executives. You're gonna think this is the most amazing thing since you opened up your business.
We think it's the most amazing thing for sure.
Right?
Absolutely. So fan bragging is easy. Now, fan brag is what we call saying something nice about somebody else in business. And we do it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is we believe that when you say something kind about somebody else, that kindness has a trickle-down and reciprocal effect, right? When you say something nice, you knock over the first domino, that knocks over the next domino, that knocks over everything. And what is the old adage? A rising tide lifts all ships. Mm-hmm. So listen to a fan brag that came in recently that you, well, maybe you'll find somebody new to do business with.
Good evening. I'd like to know how you can become awesome in social media. That answer is really easy. You need to contact Holly Claire with the Social Media Advisor. She does a phenomenal job of getting all of your social media set up and running and managed and all the stuff that you just don't have time for. Let Holly do it. She does it right. You can contact her at 303-847-7070 or her website, thesocialmediaadvisor.com, all one word. Again, thesocialmediaadvisor.com or 303-847-7070. My name is Devin Bealey. I'm with Legacy Properties-PM. We are a local residential property management company handling all of the needs of our landlords for condos, townhomes, single-family homes throughout the Denver metro area. We take the stress out of being a landlord. You can reach us at 720-989-1996 or legacyproperties-pm.com. Again, 720-989-1996. Have a great day.
And that's Devin Bealey, who recorded this at night, and so that's when he started saying good evening. But, you know, that goes to show you can get 24-7 Fan Bragging out, and he wants us to know about Holly Claire, the social media advisor.
I love it. I love it. And you can fan brag 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We fan brag every day here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much to Devin Bealey, Legacy Property Management. You hear his commercials running. Proud supporter of the Experience Pros Radio Show, and we're so grateful for that.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's some myths about social media.
Social media myths?
Right, social media, especially if you are a startup. And, of course, you know, we talked a little bit about your startup. We talked about your exiting. So what do you do in the middle, in between that? Market, market, market. Sell, sell, sell. But when it comes to social media, there's a couple of myths that we're going to bust. And number one is that social media is free.
Oh. Wait, social media is free.
Kind of.
Kind of?
Kind of.
Are you a myth buster today?
I think I am. Actually, it's not me. It's Jason Demers from Entrepreneur.com.
All right, Jason, what do you got?
He says it doesn't actually spend any money. You know, you're not building a website. You're not hiring a designer. But research, ongoing effort, refinement, your strategy, the time you post into it.
You mean all those things that you should be doing when executing a social media campaign,
right?
Strategy.
So if you and if you don't have a strategy to it, you're wasting your time.
That's the truth.
Your research and ongoing effort and refinement.
You're just throwing a rock in the river.
How about this one? Myth for social media, especially for startups: every platform is valuable.
Oh, we know that's not necessarily the case. One of them's a girls' network.
Oh no, you didn't.
Uh huh. It's Pinterest, by the way.
Right? And you don't think that women have any value?
Oh, no. I was suggesting that's the only one that does have value.
Oh, is that what you were suggesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, busted. Totally busted. Right? But here's the thing. You know, rather than be everything and try to take them all on at once, find the one that fits your style, your target audience, the one that you love to participate on and post on, and get to be an expert on that before you add more. How about this one? A myth of social media is that the benefits are immeasurable. I can't track it.
Well,
that's a myth. You can track everything.
You track everything with social media,
right? And the idea is that because it's automatic and that it's because it's Facebook's algorithms that you don't know how valuable it is or what's actually working and what's tracking. Everything is trackable, which is the best thing about online and internet stuff. How many people clicks? How many views? Where did they go? You can do all this A-B testing, right? Try it with this picture versus that picture, this wording versus that wording. You can track everything when it comes to social media. Here's another myth for social media. My audience will naturally come.
My audience will naturally come?
Right? Right? I'm just going to put good enough content out there and people will just love me and follow me and share me.
Your spaghetti dinner isn't good enough content. Sorry to say.
Right? There's so much out there that it won't come naturally. You need a strategy, which was the fan brag for Holly Claire, the social media advisor.
Absolutely. TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. We've got to take a break, take some time to get the news, update you with the breaking news out of Dallas. And when we come back, more positive business talk. Promise to put a smile on your face. We're going to get the day started. Life does go on, and we will move together. You're listening to Angel and Eric.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.